What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 193 of Dropouts.
Zach, what are you doing?
Experiencing the future, something you'll never do.
Okay, what are you looking at?
I got a text. You trying to see what it looked like? What does that mean?
Who's that from?
Definitely a woman. You want to see what the back of my head looks like while you're pulling my hair? No.
Jesus.
Jesus. It wasn't Jesus.
Okay.
He's not in this text thread. Trust me.
You said Jared's not going to experience the future, but I think we're all actually going to experience the future because the future is literally like 2 minutes ago wasn't the future.
You know what?
Here we go. Time is a flat circle.
Oh, God. Jared gets really annoyed because he has to turn my exposure down on my camera. I literally just got another text.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it. Oh, my gosh. Why is it so loud?
It's vibrating.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys.
Wait, what is happening? Who's blowing you up right now?
You hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so glad you guys can't see what's going on here. Okay, anyway, Jared always has to turn the exposure down on my camera whenever he does the editing. It's actually really annoying. He almost has to do special effects because I'm always so bright on the camera because of, like, just the way that, you know, my future is going to be.
Oh my God, that might be one of your worst jokes yet.
I thought he was gonna say because of the bro glow.
Yeah.
First of all, I haven't bro glowed in a second because people kept on making fun of my raccoon hands. All right.
Wait, I'm getting a spray tan on.
Can I come? Can we do it together?
That would actually be a really funny video.
I've done a video where I got a spray tan for the first time, and this is the second time I'm getting.
Dude, who is blowing you up?
Who is texting you?
Guys, can you let me live in my own?
Why don't you just take the future off?
Okay, fine.
I saw there is a viral like post or photo or whatever going around where after a wedding ceremony, the husband put those on for the entire reception.
I love that.
That's gonna be Zach when he gets married.
Dude, I saw that. I was like, that is so Zach.
Guys, it's freezing again in here.
No, it feels great. What were you gonna say? Freezing. Wait, no, I wanna spray tan with you. How do we do it?
I'm gonna be naked, so I'd rather you not be there.
What if we turn around?
Completely naked?
Or what if we just...
I'm going to wear underwear.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then I'll wear underwear. What if we just assess that human bodies are beautiful and we don't have to schmick and schmuck at them and sexualize them?
No, I agree.
What?
What, did you just see a ghost?
I don't know what's going on. That's fine, but I don't... I'm going with my friend, so...
Who's your friend? Oh, guy
Alyssa?
Friend? Sorry.
Not that Alyssa.
Oh, yeah, you don't like her. Okay, let's hit the...
No.
I'm joking.
Dude, that's not true.
It's only because on the Patreon episode, people were mad because you brought up mental health. And I was like,
I'm throwing a party.
And she was so drunk, she just didn't hear it.
We were all so drunk. It's like, I bring up one thing, someone else brings it. It doesn't
but
matter.
It was really funny.
It was funny. It looked really bad.
Essentially, you were like, I'm so sad, I want to end it. And then she's like, I'm going on a party!
I didn't say that.
Do you know what's so funny, though? I feel like that's our personality.
Yeah.
But also, I think it was in connection because Skylar did ask, he's like, what gets you out of the funk? And then Tara was like, I'm throwing a party. Yeah. So I think in her drunk, disassociated brain.
Yeah.
It's a drunk episode. We're not sitting here talking about what makes us sad. Like,
you know what makes me sad?
And 20 seconds before that, we were talking about photosynthesis. Continue.
Exactly.
All over the place.
Not hitting the intro music. That makes me sad.
It's cold.
That's because Mr. Winter Bomber Jacket over there.
Take the bomber jacket off and turn off the air.
Can I not support my team for 1 hour?
Yeah, but you have t-shirts.
Can you do it for the hour after this?
Can I ask you something? Every single time you come over here, you scoff at the temperature. What if you prepare better?
What if it's not Antarctica in your house?
Which makes a good point.
Daddy, chill.
I am cold.
Do you want to wear my jacket?
I am chilled. No, I don't want to wear your jacket. Oh, is that what you were doing to me? Skylar was like showing me a blanket. No, I'm okay. It's going to ruin my outfit.
This is why I knew it was going to end in it being the same exact thing. So I don't know where you're freaking out. All right. Also,
Handsome's here.
Speaking of cold, speaking of cool, if you're not part of the Patreon, you should drool like my dog right here because you a big lame-o. My dog's so cute, he wants to go get the Venmo at Zach Justice to send him money. Okay, anyway, be a part of the Patreon. We just did a drunk episode where I had to get drunk and...
You know what? You know what the best kind of advertisement for it is? Pull up the Zach progression video.
If you guys want to.
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, do you remember any? Do you remember?
I remember.
Like things you said?
The 21st night of September.
Without seeing like the clips?
Do I? Not always, no. But can I say this? If you want to see the drunk episode, we're going to do a 7-day free trial on the Patreon. Link in the description. March Madness, baby. That's why I got this on. Let's go.
This is Zach's descent into madness.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Oh, wait, this is a progression video?
Yeah.
Wait, he already looks drunk. Look at his eyes.
Well, this is his first shot on camera.
But I took about 3 or 4 off camera?
Yeah.
Okay. Salud.
I feel like he doesn't know what that means. He just said it because, like...
It's got blood.
Yes, that's what people say.
Oh, my God.
It needs some cheers.
Dude. No, it means God bless. Really, God bless you. All right, Tara, I'm going to give this to you, and you got to promise that you'll be with Zook. You got to promise that you'll be the best with it.
This is like 10 minutes later.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
I told you it's the best thing I've ever held. Do you mind if we do it together?
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I love that.
It's nice to fellowship with you.
You're right. I would never do that sober. I would never do that sober.
We're a youth group.
So lovely to take communion with you.
Yeah. Sorry for yelling. Alyssa, look at me. Alyssa, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I don't know where the hell I'm at.
Hey, I don't know like what's going on.
No,
this
you're what? Not even what? A little shot right hand. Now.
Check the shot.
Checked it. You're not in it.
No, where am I?
You're so far below it. You got to sit up.
No, we're not in it.
Don't make me.
You know Zach's gone when he can't open his eyes. Zach turns into a little hoe when he gets some alcohol in him. Okay, well, thanks everybody for tuning in. That was in order, the progression of you getting more drunk.
Wait, can you send that to me? I want to post it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Wait, you made a comment during the drunk episode that when I rewatched it made me lose my mind, is when you said Jared looks like the bear in the back with the two hats on.
Holy fuck.
Lost it.
Holy fuck, you do look like the bear.
Dude, and you go, you say it so slurred, you're like, Jared, you look like your buddy in the back.
You have a clip of that?
I don't think so.
Oh, sick.
It was like literally 2 seconds.
Jared, you look like a boy in the back. I'm sure in my mind I was freaking out because I didn't know which one was you.
You were seeing double.
This is a wild animal.
Yeah, that was Zach's progression on the drunk episode.
I love these
clips. It's funny because I don't remember him being that drunk because I was pretty drunk.
You were drunk when it started. We started and you went, go.
Cut it all out.
And when Jared's like, what? You're like,
cut out where I talk.
Like, we just started. She's like, okay.
I was like, you haven't said anything, dog. We were like 30 seconds in. You're like, cut that. I was like, what?
Cut that. You didn't speak.
Oh,
I was talking about the vlog before.
Oh, yeah.
I was
saying
some crazy shit. Yeah,
no, and then at one point, like, Zach goes to take another shot, and he was like, Tara, take this one with me. And you were like, I don't know if I should. I'm already pretty drunk. And then we all were like, no, you'll go nonverbal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did take it.
Why is your mic pointed down?
Sorry, because whenever the video is playing, I want
to
make sure.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be annoying. You guys have to turn off the AC, please, because I no, actually, because I think I'm getting sick, so can you please turn it off? Thank you so much.
I'm so serious. You would have thought that we were like trying to put her dog down, and she's like,
"Do you want
don't,
one of
please.
My jackets too?"
No, I just want this AC. This air is blowing straight into my like sinuses.
Oh, it is right there.
Is it off? Completely.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's okay. The thing I love about you is you're not high maintenance.
The thing I love about Zach is when we, like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, he was like, you know, people think it's like some kind of persona you do online, like this Valley girl persona, but that's just you, huh? And I'm like, yeah.
Well, you're from the Valley.
I'm from the Valley.
Also, I had a challenge. I actually didn't talk to you guys about this, but.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Wait, I find the clips really funny. So, put on either post of find a clip of us in the podcast anywhere, post it on TikTok or Instagram with the hashtag dropouts clip 2024. Sure.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be 2024 episode. Whatever one gets the most views gets $250. And then whichever one we like the best gets $250.
Is it on TikTok?
TikTok or Instagram Reels.
Maybe you should do like
TikTok.
But you could also post on Instagram Reels if you want to.
Okay.
Maybe
just use the hashtag or tag us, just something where we can see it.
Maybe the hashtag should be like dropouts contest something.
Yeah.
Just so we
know. Well, contest might get flagged.
Oh.
Hashtag dropouts challenge.
Yeah, there we go.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Dropouts okay. Challenge. Forget the last one I said, I guess.
Hashtag dropouts challenge.
Okay.
It'll perfect. Be on the screen.
Are you drinking chocolate milk?
Actually, it says chocolate low fat milk, but on the back it says like chocolate drink, which I'm like, is there milk in it?
A little scary.
Oh, it says contains milk.
Dude. That's the one of the best Costco chocolate milks.
Yeah, I know. It's the best.
I used to, before I started drinking coffee, I would always get that whenever my mom would go to a coffee shop.
Did you know this? That Jared used to drink like 8 glasses of milk a day.
You were a milk drinker?
You
look like a milk drinker.
What the fuck does that mean, Tara?
There are certain people where they're like, they like go out. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to start laughing so hard. They like go out to restaurants, like, can I get a glass of milk with that? I'm like, what are you, 2?
Yeah,
that was me.
You would get like you'd like, this is really good sushi with a tall glass of milk.
Oh, I wouldn't do it with sushi.
You probably dip the sushi in the milk, if we're being honest. Can we be honest for a second?
Oh, that almost made me vomit.
Then what would you get it with? A salad?
Steak? No, I would get it, like with a burger or something.
Be reasonable here.
Milk is so refreshing.
It is.
Oh, yeah, after a long run, long, sweaty, sweaty run in the middle of the heat.
Are you joking?
Of course.
Okay, because that's disgusting.
No.
It makes my stomach curdle.
I mean, I wouldn't. That was good.
It's a milk thing.
I know.
That's why I said it.
Sorry that I pointed you and like just trying to bring you up.
You know, when I like say something good, you don't need to like
call it out.
Yeah.
But you do. You always call it out.
Like when I say something good, I say, oh my God, that was good.
Yeah. I didn't know you had said something. You knew you said something good. I didn't know that because usually you're like, that was good. You know what I mean?
You're right. I do that.
So I had to give you your props. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks.
You know what? You've been very angry on this podcast recently.
Actually,
towards me.
I think I'm doing great today.
Today?
Surprisingly.
Well, like, it's a beautiful day. You're refreshed.
Be honest. Have you drinking a gallon of milk in a day before?
No.
I mean, like close to it. So there's a story. I've told this before on the podcast, but it's been a while. There's a story growing up. It was during summer. And like during summer, my friends and I, like we would all kind of rotate whose houses like we hung out during the week. And there was one time we slept over at my friend Ray's house, and in the morning his mom was making us breakfast, and we sat down before breakfast was ready, and she just like laid out milk, orange juice and stuff, finished a glass immediately. I took it like a shot, like a full glass of milk, started pouring myself another one, took that. Before breakfast was served, I think I finished like half a gallon, and then...
You'd never be allowed to sleep over my house again.
And then my mom, she told my mom or something. Well, first she cut me off like I was an alcoholic at a bar. She was like, dude, no more.
You need a lack of lactose here, buddy.
I guess she told his mom told my mom, and my mom was like so embarrassed that she made me take my allowance and we went to Kroger and bought them a new gallon of milk and replaced.
You have a great mom then.
Oh, no.
She's teaching you a lesson.
Exactly. Yeah. But it was.
At what point is your belly... You know, size of a kiddie pool full of milk, and you're just like, more.
more. Plus the food that was coming. Like, we had eggs and waffles and bacon and stuff. Like, it was actually kind of disgusting.
Was this during your inflatable era?
Yes.
What's an inflatable era?
I was heavier set child.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah, he used to be how much, 240?
Like, 250, 260. Somewhere around there.
But he's also like 5'what"?
I was like 5'8". It was before my growth spurt. Oh,
okay. So it was like baby fat. It's okay.
It was not baby fat. It was drinking 8 glasses of milk at dinner and breakfast.
Christ.
Do you want money right now? Do you want money right now? Like a lot of money. Like money that could change your life. Oh, wait. It's money that you already have that's been stolen from you that you can easily get back. Use the service Rocket Money. It goes through your subscriptions and tells you subscriptions that you're not really using anymore. And a lot of people, they're like, oh, maybe I have 1 or 2 when they really have 10, 20. Get this. This is a fact. Scroll down, Alyssa. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and have saved them a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Listen to this. They save members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. You sign up and you just get statistically $740.
I can say from personal experience that when I signed up for Rocket Money, they canceled almost $500 in subscriptions immediately.
Which is pretty nuts. You'll subscribe to one random thing you haven't used in years, and you're like, man, I wish I could afford that dinner, or I wish I could go on that vacation, or I wish I had vacation money, this blah, 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 blah. When you actually do have it, you're just paying for stuff you don't use. Go to Rocket Money. It's so easy. It just simply is like, hey, you're spending money on this and you probably don't use it. And then you just click one button and it's like, okay, great. There's your money back.
Sometimes it's not even stuff that you're not using anymore. It's doubles of things that you are using.
No, I had subscription. I think it was like some type of meal service maybe where I had accidentally been subscribed 5 times. and I didn't understand because they put it in like a weird text, so they don't want you to see what you're paying for. Saved me so much money.
So if we're not clear about what Rocket Money is, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place so that you can grow your savings.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/dropouts. That's rocketmoney.com/dropouts, rocketmoney.com/dropouts. And then use Dropouts, because then it tells them that you use the service through us, even though we already know you're going to use it anyway, but use Dropouts. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Do you want a nice body? I'm talking abs you can wash your clothes on. I'm talking muscles you can lift heavy things with. I'm talking take off a shirt and people see it on the beach and they go, wouldn't mind seeing that person in consensually in around me. Could be platonic, but just objectively, you want to be objectively be nice to look at. Try FitBod.
Personally, I've been using FitBod for years, and it's like having a...
Don't sound fake. He actually does use FitBod. He's been using it... How many days have you been using FitBod? Because you sound fake, like you don't use it.
No,
like you're just reading an ad.
I actually use it. No, I know. I have it on my phone right now.
That's what I'm trying to get away. Don't be like, I use FitBod. Tell, like, actually show him how long you've been using it.
I have almost 1,400 workouts logged.
He used to be 5'8 and 260 pounds.
And now I'm 6'1 and 200 pounds, but
FitBod can't grow
now.
Your height. just know he's been working on the fitness, okay?
So like I was saying, it's like having a personal trainer, but better and cheaper. You can work out anywhere with or without equipment, and it's super easy to build custom workouts for your routine.
And as you continue to work out, your body's going to change, it's going to adapt, and it's going to need to break down muscles in a new and fun way. And boy, does FitBod have that solution for you. As you progress, the app progresses, gives you workouts to change your body as you change.
So add FitBod to your workout essentials. I promise you, as an avid user, you will not regret it. And right now, you can get your personalized workout plan for 25% off, or you can try the app for free at fitbod.me/dropouts. Again, that is fitbod.me/dropouts for 25% off, or try the app for free.
Oh, dude. And then we used to have milk drinking contests at my school.
You mean just you?
No.
Just you at lunch?
You'd be like, hey, guys, who wants to chug milk? And everybody's like, Jared's here. But they're like, we have to be nice to them. You guys know why.
No, you remember like the True Moo cartons or whatever?
Yeah, man.
Me and this kid, Sam River, there was one time we got into a milk drinking contest. And I think we drank.
Can I ask you a question before we move on? Was it you? What's his name?
Sam.
Were you and Sam sitting at a table alone or possibly sharing a toilet seat?
No, dude, it was like...
You guys were sitting with people?
Yeah, dude, gotcha. It was like, you know when a crowd swarms like a fight? It was like that.
There's three people watching.
No.
Milk drinking contest?
For a milk drinking contest.
Wow, you had such a great high school experience.
I know, that was... That's kind of sad.
So what happened?
Jared was a loser in high school.
I think he ended up, well, it depends on how you look at it, okay?
Yeah. Well, what'd the scorecard say?
I think he drank like 7 and I drank 6, but he threw up after.
So you won.
It depends on how you look at it. He did drink more,
but
he threw up.
You're a fair guy.
Were the rules established beforehand?
No, it was.
I think he won.
That's what I'm saying. I think he won.
I think he got you.
No, he threw it up.
Yeah, but that wasn't a rule established beforehand. If it was like no throwing up, it's whoever had the most milk in the gullet later in the day, you won that. But whoever threw the most dairy down at that given point,
he filled up a pretty sizable portion of a trash can.
Yeah,
with because it was like when it
can
was.
Can we stop talking about milk?
You'll talk about feces every day of the week, but the moment we bring up a different creamy substance, you want to just knock it off.
It's milk. We're talking. It's been. I don't know, 15 minutes.
You're a milkist.
Of the podcast, and we've been talking about Jared drinking milk.
Dude, speaking of
hashtag milk, dairy drama.
Speaking of milk.
you know the kid, I don't know his actual name, but his username is Pass That Puss.
Oh my.
I love him.
Right? Shane?
Shane, is that his name?
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh, the milk one?
The milk one, it was like the guy who first discovered like that cows have milk, but he comes in and he has like milk all over his mouth. Yeah. And he's like, guys, you're not going to believe this.
I think I saw so that video. Funny. It's so, he's so funny.
Times. He's different. Different.
No, that was.
No, there was an udder involved. It was just one, though. It must have been an amputee.
And, oh, God.
Have you guys ever been cut off not milk-wise, like at a bar?
Of course not.
Oh, you haven't. Have you ever been cut off? Or Alyssa, have you?
No.
I've been like, oh. I've been. You have.
Once.
Once?
It was on a cruise.
We'll explain it.
Really? On a cruise?
It was on the cruise I went on with my ex-boyfriend and a bunch of our friends.
Gotcha.
And so this was recent.
This was recent. This was in August. And I still don't remember if like my friend Grace, David's girlfriend, cut me off or she just said they cut you off because we had been getting cut off like every night. Because we got Jesus, we got drinking guys. Passes. But then at one point we were all like,
like it couldn't stand.
Yeah. So they were like, you guys are cut off. So I don't remember if there's a TikTok of it of like, it's on my TikTok where it says, oh, my name is blank and I think this person's gonna be the drunkest. And then at the end of it, I'm the drunkest and people were taking videos of me and they're like, and I'm like, apparently I'm cut off. and Jake's like, you're the drunkest. And I'm sitting there yelling at someone, like yelling a song at someone's face. And I'm like, no, he's the drunkest. Like I'm just, I don't even remember it. It's a really funny TikTok, not to like blow smoke up my own ass. But like
that's- I love to blow anything up there.
All
milk,
right.
Milk preferred. Did you start going crazy once they gave you the sock?
So dumb. What? So dumb.
Is that why you went like so free and I don't know? Sock? You just kind of attacked the world after you got the sock.
It was a Dobby the Elf joke.
What's Dobby the Elf?
Harry Potter.
He's a short little guy, similar to you in looks
I've
as well.
I've never really gotten.
You really
into
do
Harry
look.
Potter.
Do you? You kind of look like Dobby. He's. I mean, it is a guy, but he's high as hell.
Really?
Yeah. Can you pull up a picture of Dobby the Elf? He's a house elf.
Is he like cute?
So cute.
It's weird. Like he has the pointy ears, which you don't have, but he's hot. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Dobby. You're saying I look like a man? Dude!
What?
You're an asshole.
No, we pretty much nailed it. Get a good pick.
You know who he does kind of look like?
I don't look like that.
He kind of looks like Sugar.
Oh, he does kind of look like Sugar. Oh, except for like this guy's more mobile. Alyssa, do you know who you look like?
Who?
Is the bank called Gringotts?
Oh, yeah.
Can you look up Gringotts Goblin? Are they goblins?
Yeah.
That's what you look like when you walk around a town. Everyone's like, hey, can I borrow some cash? Actually, the left one, that is you. Don't mean to be brash. Sorry. Yes.
Wow.
Could be your grandfather.
Why do you guys know all these characters?
It's just Harry Potter. You know, it's one of the most successful franchises in history.
Do you know who people say I used to look like a gremlin? Like that's, that was my nickname in middle school.
Don't feed them after midnight.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I noticed that when I eat really late, I get nightmares.
nightmare.
Yeah.
Can we see another clip?
Like what kind of nightmares?
Just like weird shit, bro.
Okay, the amount of people here that would be like, he's just drinking a soda. It's not as
I know, but
alluring.
You would not even drink. You could see yourself through
my eyes. Hold on. Go back 2 seconds for me. Go back 2 seconds. Look at my eyes. Wait, no, watch.
No clue where she's at.
Look at my eyes, wait.
You could see yourself through, like, you could
astral projection.
You can show yourself as drunk.
Oh, that's possible. Soda,
alcohol, but I don't understand. You wouldn't drink soda because you.
She said she was at a two.
What Alyssa was talking about is I don't drink soda. I did a bet when I was 15, and then she was mad, a little visceral, that I would drink alcohol. But before I drink soda, because they were like, want to give me mick drinks of Jack and Coke. Cause I had leave the Coke on the table. I'm not drinking it. And then, Alyssa, that really.
Yeah. It just didn't make sense.
That got her goat in an opposite way. And then you also said you were a level 2 on drunkenness when you were probably a 7 there. And that's okay.
And that's
you're
fine.
You're just a big liar.
Big liar.
Photosynthesis. Everyone wants to know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. That's exactly why I pulled it up.
That's when plants. That's when plants get sun.
Listen,
I'm here to tell you information. So if you have a question.
I hope you're not able to tell me information by the end of this. I hope you're drunk.
Do you know what photosynthesis is?
Yes. It's when people.
Hey, can you.
It's when people.
I know what photosynthesis. It's when plants get sunlight and that's how they get food. But why did I say people?
That's what everyone was wondering.
It's when people.
And they were like, hold up. Run that back.
Everyone was like, I wish you would have finished that thought.
Well, I'm finishing it right now. I know that photosynthesis is when the way that plants get sunlight and turn them into food, but why were I saying, and I said it's so, it's when people.
It's when we the people of the United States.
It was.
Who edited this? I feel so bad for you.
That would be Alyssa.
Oh my God. I mean, I usually talk over people. It's a problem I have. I know, I'm aware. Thanks guys. But.
You?
Yeah.
No.
I do. And I can't help it. My brain moves too fast and I want to get things out as fast as I can. But in that one, everyone was talking over each other. I felt kind of at home. But I felt bad for the person who was editing because I'm like, oh, God. I was, like, aware of it, too, when it was happening. I'm like, we're all talking over each other.
It's just hard to know what to edit to. But yeah. I also did it the very next day, a little hungover, and then I started getting, like, I don't know.
It woke you up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you were super aware when yes. everyone was talking, and then you started singing Stick Season?
No, not then. But, like, I was thinking about it a little bit because I have edited something before, like I said in my own YouTube videos, and when people talk over each other, it drives me crazy, and I do it the most. So it's like, that's it.
It's okay.
I was aware.
You could just, what if you just try to be better?
I try, but it's just like, I need to get things out of my system. Like, I cannot physically shut the fuck up sometimes, and it's just like, it's a problem I have, and I don't think I'm ever gonna, like, fix it.
It feels like a backlog, almost, and it's like, pressure's building up, and then it just has to get out.
Go ahead.
I just feel like it makes it more fun sometimes.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have you been diagnosed with ADHD?
No.
Have you ever been tested?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I have. Growing up, I went to a lot of therapy and like I went to a lot of psychiatrists and I've been tested for all of it.
You gotta have something.
Clean as a whistle.
You said you gotta have something?
Yeah, it feels like you have something. Something dark, real dark.
I don't know about dark.
I got diagnosed with fun. you wanted to laugh.
No. You sound like one of my mom's like Facebook friends. She goes
diagnosed
out.
Diagnosed with fun.
Tonight I got diagnosed with fun and they go out like once in the last like 3 years and they're out past 9 p.m. My mom called me the other day. She's like, guess who's out at 11? I was like, everybody?
Do you know what I want?
What?
I want your mom to come out with me one time.
Oh, wow. My God.
Could you imagine?
She would try to do an exorcism.
On me?
Yeah, 100%.
They posted a TikTok today of you taking a shot and your mom commented.
No.
Oh, no. What'd she say?
She goes, this does not make me happy. Exclamation point with a mad face and then not cool or dash mom or something like that.
She always puts dash mom.
As if you don't know it's your mom.
And she responds to DMs like everyone can see them.
Gina.
She'd be like, that's my son, everybody. And it just to like she'll it's swipe up on you. My story. I'm like, there you go, mom.
Yep, you nailed it.
She's gotten into the stage where she's sending me Instagram reels.
Oh, my mom too.
So I've seen them, you know, 3 years ago.
Yes. Oh, you saw them on TikTok. Like, my mom was sending me dog reels. And I'm like, I saw this on TikTok a year ago, mom.
And it's kind of funny because when they were younger, they didn't have, so they'd see one funny clip and everyone would probably talk about it for months.
Yeah.
And we're so inundated with funny, we probably see 1,000 funny things in a week.
Yeah.
And, but she'll call me after she sends me something funny. She's like, it'll be like
she calls you to like get reassurance that it's
like
funny.
It'll be like a dog and a baby like snuggling and like the baby burps. And she'll call me like, can you believe that baby burps? And like that's just a swipe for me on TikTok because like I'm, you know, my level of entertainment has gone through the roof.
Oh yeah, you're so astute.
I'm a little spoiled, but it's so funny that she'll. And then the dog woke up when the baby burped. I'm like, yes, it did, mom. And again, my mom is not Southern.
I was going to say, I love how every time you go Southern with it. Oh, what is this one?
Oh, I don't know.
My mouth's open. What's new?
Alyssa, can I be honest with you?
What?
That's kind
of
scary.
I think you need to get laid. I think you got a lot.
How do you know I have it?
I know for a fact.
Let's play a game. When's the last time everyone got laid?
Oh, yeah, Colby. Colby just DM'd me. Oh, he wants to come on the podcast this week. Sam and Colby coming to the podcast
woo-hoo.
Next week.
Woohoo!
We're going to film Thursday. We're going to talk about ghosts.
I can't wait for that. I love talking about ghosts.
I think they want to take me on a ghost excursion.
I don't believe in them.
Why
what
not?
If they convince you?
Dude, I've known Sam and Colby for 5 years.
And they haven't convinced you yet?
I believe that it's happening. Like when I believe things happen and like, I will say their new series convinced me a little bit that like the spirit world is real. I believe in like another side and the way they can communicate, but I don't believe in like ghosts like ooh. You know?
like a like Scooby-Doo ghost?
Yeah, I don't believe in like ghosts like in like, although when I went on the Queen Mary.
There we go, so.
Although when I went on the Queen Mary, a door like opened as I was saying something and then we closed it and it opened again and I'm like, I can't make that shit up, obviously. Maybe nope. It's an old door, but like, I want to not believe so bad, but there are little things that I'm like, ooh.
No, same thing happens to me when you guys aren't going to believe this. So just go ahead and whatever. But this is it's happened a few times, but this is my ghost experience. I'll go to the supermarket and like, I'll step up to the doors and they just open.
You are so dumb.
I'm being dead serious right now. Like you listen to her and you didn't say a thing. And then when I bring up my truth, You got to be an a-hole about it.
Because your
an
truth,
a-hole.
Your truth is automatic sliding doors.
What?
They have sensors, Zach.
Yeah, I'm sensitive about this, so if you could chill. Dude. Going to the doctor and getting anything fixed physically or mentally is exhausting, hard to do, hard to find someone who's reliable, who actually cares about your care and takes your insurance, to be completely honest. But do we have a solution with ZocDoc? Actually, Jared just used ZocDoc.
I did just use ZocDoc, actually. I used it to find a new primary care physician because I hadn't gotten a physical in 7 years.
I can give you one.
Not the kind of physical I was looking for, but honestly, doctors scare me, and I didn't know which ones were good or which ones took my insurance. It all seemed too convoluted, but ZocDoc, being this end-all, be-all Yelp for doctors, really put me at ease.
It's kind of like Tinder for a doctor, but there's only hot girls, and by hot girls, I mean great doctors, and they always match with you, and you can match with whatever you want. It's wonderful. Swipe right on your health today with ZocDoc. With what? With ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I've tried to go to the doctor several times about pretty serious ailments, and they'll be like, yeah, we'll see you in a month or two because we're so booked up. Well, guess what? The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments? Hell yeah.
My appointment was same day. Fun fact.
Go to ZocDoc.com/dropouts and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/dropouts. ZocDoc.com/dropouts. Download that app, boy, for free and get your healthcare looking pretty. Thank you. Do you have darkness in your mind? Is your soul fleeting? Do you have that big gray cloud raining down on you every single day? You could be depressed. How do you fix depression, or at least help mitigate it? Therapy! Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this episode. Going to therapy is like a gym for your mind. You're working it out. You're maturing it. And a lot of people look at therapy as this negative thing, like, oh, you must have something wrong with you. You got to talk to somebody about your problems. When really, you can prevent problems from even happening from talking it through. Or if you have something bottled up, you don't have to react negatively to the people around you. Or if somebody else hurts you, you can talk about it. And it just eases your mind in such ways that I can't even begin to explain. I've been to therapy. It's a cool, cool thing to do from a cool guy.
And the best part about BetterHelp is that it's entirely online. It's designed to be flexible to your schedule. All you have to do to get started is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
You know, sometimes we'll go to our friends in a group chat and be like, hey, this is happening, and people don't have answers, but probably because they haven't studied in the field and know the right tactics to make your brain happy. And yeah, that can be a little devastating. So try BetterHelp. Here's a little, you want some money off on BetterHelp? Check these out.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dropouts today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dropouts.
Use it now or we'll talk to you or we'll come find you.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Wait, okay, so you've had experiences, but what you don't want to believe?
I believe in like another side and like communication. Okay. Like I believe that some people are special enough that they can communicate, but I don't believe that there's ghosts just walking among us because it's like there'd be a ghost right here and right here with the amount of people that are dead.
Uh-huh.
But and like what makes them stuck? Like I just don't want to get into it. It opens a whole other door. It's like opening a can of worms.
I think I have a medium. I'm a medium. Do you want to ask anything? I can kind of just.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
You mind if I get in the,
yeah.
I gotta go to the spirit realm real quick.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Yeah, first.
He turned into Esteban from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
You know? No, I don't.
Oh. I do.
Rafiki.
Isn't that the character from The Lion King?
Circle of Life.
So dumb.
Okay, can I ask you now? Yes. Okay. What does my love life look like in the next week?
Every, yes, I know.
Okay, you're getting weird. Can you stop?
Every whole field. So. Double hot dog in the bun.
Is he possessed? Is that what he's doing?
I guess. Oh, he's speaking in tongues now.
That guy doesn't care.
I'm uncomfortable.
Guy doesn't care if you have ketchup in your taco. I'm back.
Ketchup in your taco is crazy.
I want to let you know.
What did you hear?
I heard ketchup in my taco, and that can't be true because I just got off my period. So
hold on. You will re-break your hymen.
That's not possible.
So I finished filming my movie.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, you finished?
It's a wrap?
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Speaking of wrapping it up, I have something to say. So we were on set, and after the whole gun shooting thing on that one movie, they have to do like extensive safety meetings. Like every time we use a gun and reshoot or even do the same scene right before we hit roll again, they have to be like, this is a fake gun. A couple people touch it. Can everybody say it's a rubber gun? And then everybody's like, yeah, it's a rubber gun. And I said a joke because we just kept on saying rubber gun all the time. And I was like, they handed it to me. I was like, huh, it's my first time using a rubber. And obviously a condom joke.
Obviously.
But this movie is about extensive murder, like gruesome murder, and depicting so many awful things. Some people are getting just slashed up to hell.
Jesus.
Blood everywhere. And I make that joke, and some of the crew just looks around like, are we allowed to say that? I'm like, we're making a movie. I said a joke about a condom, and we're literally about to shoot someone in the skull. It's just kind of funny how...
Do you know for me, that what that is just like, everyone just wants to hate on Zach. Anything that comes out of your mouth.
It's just kind of the world that we live in. Like, you can't say a joke, but you can depict gruesome murder.
Yeah, it's a weird kind of dichotomy.
I was like, there's fake blood on the floor with someone dead.
Like this.
What
person,
does dichotomy mean?
Like a contrast, juxtaposition.
You know, like a triceratops? Okay, it's a cousin. Sip, sip.
I'm okay.
You seem like you're angry.
I don't want to take a sip from your water bottle.
I don't want to take a sip from your chocolate milk.
I didn't offer you my chocolate milk.
I'd actually like a little sip.
I have like lipstick at the tip of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Same.
You could finish it if you want.
That is the most psychotic way I've ever
seen. That's the warmest milk I've ever had. What do you think about that? Why'd you do that? Why is this not cooled?
It's warm? You're drinking warm milk?
It's almost like she heated it up.
And you were making fun of me?
I'm almost done with it.
It's repulsive. How long have you been sipping on this? It's not big.
Like an hour? I'm a sipper, not like a gulper.
Yeah.
You know, I like to sip things. I can't like down something.
Oh, that's my favorite. I'll like finishing things really fast.
Okay, change the subject.
But back to, have you ever acted in a movie or anything?
In a movie? No, I haven't.
Well, they treat you, if you're an actor, they treat you like you're national royalty.
Really?
It doesn't make any
Wait,
sense.
I would love it.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, do you need anything? Do you need a snack? And I'm just like, oh, I'm good. Do you need anything? You're good. No, I'm here for you. If you need anything, you just let me know. And everyone.
I want to act in a movie.
Everyone was outside and it was sprinkling because we were doing lunch. And all the, you know, all the crew, the director, everybody's like, you know, getting rained on. I'm out there too. I am. And then one of the PAs like, and then comes out there and like gets an umbrella. Doesn't hand it to me. I could just hold my own umbrella, but just holds it over me the entire time. I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry. This is not who I am fundamentally. But it's just crazy how they treat you.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing because that was my job a lot of times when I was a PA, was like the talent management. And it is crazy how they expect you to wait on them like hand and foot. And then it's even crazier how some of the talent expects that. Like they don't have that kind of mindset where it's like, I can hold my own umbrella. I can like get a snack myself. They fully expect it.
Do you know one of the nicest celebrities you ever worked for?
Who?
Kelly Clarkson.
So nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
She is an absolute sweetheart.
She seems like it too.
He was sitting outside by himself and she invited him into the trailer to eat with her, just to have lunch.
What?
Yeah, so we were...
Kelly Clarkson.
We were shooting a commercial, and so I was, like, the talent wrangler on that. And, you know, she had, like, her trailer, whatever, and it was lunchtime, and so she was in there, and I was just, like, sitting in a seat right outside the trailer just in case she needed anything. And then she opened the door, and she's like, do you wanna come in and just, like, eat with us? And I was like... Really? Are you sure? She's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, get in here. And so, yeah, I got to hang out with her and eat some lunch. She's the sweetest person.
And it was when we first started the podcast, like maybe two episodes. And Jared asked her, he's like, do you want to come on our podcast?
Well, because she was asking me, she was asking me like what I do, like what I came out here for, stuff like that. I was like, oh, well, like this is what I do for money. But my friends and I, like we just started a podcast. And so she like wanted to see a clip from it and stuff. And I was like, I'm never going to get this opportunity again. And we're like, we'd love to have you on if you're ever free.
How about now? Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, we love you. If you want to come on.
If you ever see this.
Wait, this reminds me. When I got high for my ACL tear, can you go to my TikTok?
Kelly Clarkson.
I just kept on like saying Kelly Clarkson.
What if she's like meant to be on this podcast?
Maybe.
Kelly Clarkson, if you ever see this, please come on Dropouts.
We're manifesting right now.
How do we almost mob her? Where it feels, do we have any blackmail on Kelly Clarkson?
No, she's an amazing person.
I don't think we want to mob her with blackmail.
Direct to camera. Kelly Clarkson, if you don't come on this podcast, we'll tell them.
We'll tell them. We'll tell them how good of a person you are.
Yeah, we'll tell them how good of a singer you are. Oh, you think you're so cool because you sing everyone's songs better than...
Oh, yeah. That's so funny, by the way.
You're telling me the boys of World War II went through all that, and I'm struggling to get it from steps? I'm a pansy.
Kelly Clarkson, if you're watching this, I'm usually not this incapacitated. I could definitely be a backup dancer for you on any normal occasion. Kelly Clarkson, know that I am a good man.
Zach, get up this step.
Kelly Clarkson, are you listening? I love you, Kelly. You're the Kelly to my Clarkson. I need to do this for her. You see that, Kelly?
Kelly Clarkson knew I could do it. Kelly Clarkson believed in me. Now I'm moving so fast. It's Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson?
For whatever reason.
I thought that's she was, so funny.
She was on your mind when
I thought she was my guardian angel.
That's so random.
Yeah. And I was trying to run. I remember that. My granny's like, stop. Stop. My grandpa, he was like, slow it down. There's a speed limit through here.
Where were you?
I got that surgery done. No, that was in Marshall University.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Why West Virginia?
Because when I tore my ACL, I did all the research of the best surgeon in the world for ACL. And there was this guy who invented something called fertilized ACL. It's going to get a little bit boring for people, but I think it's cool. His name is Dr. Lavender. And it sounds like a fake doctor name. That is his name. Chad Lavender is his name. Kid loves Drake. It's kind of funny because when he's in the operating table, when the patient's under, he gets all the doctors around and he does like a starting lineup for a basketball team. He's like, on scalpel.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And he plays Drake. Well, the person's under, he's like, it just gets me in the flow. I said, I love it. So he figured out with stem cells, you know, they do help things heal quicker. But when they take it out and take out your stem cells and put them back in, they have to stay in that place or they just dissipate and it doesn't do anything. So we figured out a way while I was under, took stem cells out of my bone marrow. In the back, he created a putty out of it and he put it in the holes that he drilled into my knee so they would heal faster. And when I was rehabbing, in the first week, another guy had the normal surgery and he had 30 degrees of flexion, which is like kind of like how much you can bend your knee. He could only do it 30 degrees. I could do it 130. And wow. I was doing lunges in the first week. It gets, it's pretty crazy.
Wow.
The kid's good.
Good job, Chad Lavender.
Shout out, OCL.
Who lives in West Virginia, though? Like, you went to a house.
Oh, they have an invention. What is it? Is it, it's not hotels. What is it?
Airbnb.
Airbnb. That's what it is.
To be fair, it's Alyssa, new. I was thinking the same thing.
I thought it was in Kentucky because I thought it was your granny's house. So I was confused.
It's okay. My granny was there because she loves me and she was near it and she came and took care of me.
That's so sweet. Your granny came.
Also, I want to, Indiana, thank you for helping me because I had to pee in a bottle and it fell on the ground and she had to clean it up.
I didn't know she was Australian.
Yeah.
That was a shock for me.
She just, only on camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's Handsome losing is, if you guys don't hear off camera, Handsome is screaming
Handsome
bloody
murder.
Handsome
has been screaming bloody murder.
About what?
All time.
For like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Someone give him that ball.
Oh, we also need to publicly apologize to the Ned's Declassified podcast.
A big public apology.
Hey, I wasn't invited. I'm not saying I didn't even know.
Well, no. So they asked us to come on last time. Oh, we had them on our podcast. Obviously, we were friends with them too. And they came on. Great podcast. Funny banter. They asked to come on last time. I had COVID. So I was like, guys, I can't do it. And they only shoot, I think, like once every few months and they batch them. They're like, okay, we can do it. I was like, can we do it the next day or the next week? And they're like, we have to wait. So this time we shoot, they told us like a month in advance. And we were like, cool. And I guess for whatever reason, we didn't get the follow-up email, and I guess there was one. So we thought, oh, maybe, you know, these things just cancel all the time. They probably just aren't doing the shoot that day, whatever it is. And then Jared rushes in my room, and I'm taking a nap, and he's like, we have to be on the Ned's Declassified podcast right now, as in 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, we got an email from their producer, and he was like, hey, any updates on ETA? And I got that at 5:07, and we're supposed to be on there at 5, and I about had a heart attack.
And it was like a 40-minute drive to get there, so we're like, dude, we'll rush you right now. I really apologize. And I think at first they thought we were lying about with
no,
it.
You're a lot of things, but you're not a liar.
But they thought we were just blowing them off, which we really weren't. Like, we genuinely didn't see an email, but I was like asking for the address. And I felt bad because when someone, especially if they scheduled a crew, they scheduled a filming team, they had like prepped for our podcast. And then if it looks like someone, you know, is flaking on you, you're going to be upset as well.
Dude, I was sick to my stomach when I got that email because I know that feeling of like being in the podcast world for 3 years now. And it's just like, it is the worst feeling.
So I sent them a profuse apology. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You like profusely apologize.
I did profusely apologize. But, you know, I think it, you know, still that can be a little skeptical of like, oh, they're just trying to save face. So I was like, I'll pay for the whole crew for the whole day. Like, I sent them like $5,000. And I explained to him, like, it wasn't us trying to not be there.
It was a simple mistake.
Yeah, like, one, I wouldn't want to lose $5,000. Two, it's exposure and, like, friendship. I would have to sever, like, friendship, and we wouldn't get exposure on our podcast. Like, it all just makes sense. And then they finally, they believed us, and we're going to do it again. But they didn't accept the $5,000, which is... Very noble of them. But I did want to do right and like pay for the day.
Yeah, because it was like, it's a fucked up mistake on our end, but it was an honest one. Like, we really did not mean to miss it.
You guys aren't like flakes either. Just, this is something.
We only flake in our panties.
Ugh.
It's a discharge joke. Can everybody calm down?
Got it.
It's what women do, Jared.
I was thinking booty flakes.
Oh my gosh. I've never experienced that.
I don't believe you. You're telling me you've never had one skid mark in your life?
No.
Liar.
Not one.
I have a bidet too.
Yeah, but you haven't had a bidet all your life.
There's no way you've never had a skid mark in your life.
I bidet and I dude wipe.
That's recent though. We're talking about all your life.
No.
In your life, you've never had a skid mark?
No.
Maybe he is a liar.
So what about that?
I have something to say about that. I don't do emails. You the other day, we had a Zoom meeting. And he's like, hey, you coming on? And I was like, what are you talking about? Like the Zoom meeting.
Well, the only thing is we talked about it that earlier that day, the day before, and like 3 days prior.
I need an assistant really bad.
I introduced you to an assistant. Have you hit her up?
Yeah, no, I figured something out actually. But anyways, my whole thing is like, I don't check my email. There's a reason that I have like my manager connected to my email and like for all my business stuff, because I don't do it. I will never get anything done. Emails stress me out to a scary degree. So even when someone's like, hey, like, this is the best place to reach you. I'm like, nope, here's my number. Text me.
Oh my God.
Zach is like, hey, I sent you. The other day I was really drunk at like a party and he sent me the call time for the Josh Richards podcast. And he's like, hey, there's a, what was it? There was like a
calendar invite.
Oh, there's a, no. There's a,
something so unheard of.
There's a Cal invite, C-A-L invite. And I said, hey, a call invite, am I supposed to be on a phone call? I was also drunk, given that. And he's like, no, in your email, there's a calendar invite. I'm like, is it for a Zoom call, Like, am I supposed to be there with the podcast on Zoom with Josh? And he's like, no, it's just the date and time. I'm like, you can just text me the date and time.
Yeah, but it automatically adds to your calendar. So if you look at your calendar, it's like, oh, that's in my calendar.
It doesn't add to mine because I don't go on my email.
Do you have a calendar?
Yeah, I just physically add it in. I just started using it too this month. I usually write it physically on my office calendar, but it stopped working because I stopped checking.
Okay.
And I don't have a physical like big dog calendar with me all the
time. What if you just started checking?
I could do that.
I could,
but I don't like emails.
Oh, why? It's just a text, but
on a computer,
on a different app.
You have to like go through the app. It doesn't give me a notification.
It does.
My notifications aren't on for my email because I get so many spam emails of like, oh, getyourpussywax.com.
What websites are you visiting?
That's a good business. That's also not spam.
I've had my email for a long time. So
why don't you just make like a business
email? I do have a business email, which my manager checks.
But Dude. Don't you also want to check it?
No.
But then you could have your calendar on there. That way you can be like, oh, I know what I'm doing today instead of stressing. Because you'll always call me, what? That's happening? I was like, we've only known about it for 2 months. It's no biggie. I know when we go do the New York trip.
I am the way I am, and that is the way I am.
I know when we do the New York. Oh, you know what's so funny? I was like, hey, we're going to do some like smaller East Coast shows. We're going to do like New York, Boston. I forgot. Something Connecticut, maybe.
New Haven.
New Haven, and some other thing.
He sent me a fucking paragraph. It was three scrolls long.
This is what she said. So we're supposed to do that. It's like a test for Live Nation, who put on like a great podcast events. And she's like, Zach. I'm like, what? I can't go. I'm like, why can't you go to the live shows on the East Coast? Well, my parents are gone and nobody's going to be able to watch Sugar. I'm like,
it's a good excuse. I don't trust people with Sugar.
I'm like, you mean you can't expand your business because your three-legged dog might be sad with someone else? No, I can't. And
you know what that says about me? How much I love my dog. So fuck off. See this? I don't have your name tattooed.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Stop it.
Yeah, but you call me Sugar as well.
I don't call you Sugar.
Wait, where'd you get the...
Stop. Cut that.
Oh, and then I call Robbie, and then I was like, hey, Tara is not sure if she wants to do the East Coast shows because she might have to watch her dog. And Robbie's like, huh? I was like, yeah. And he's like, is that just... If she just doesn't want to do it, she can say it. I was like, no, she just generally doesn't want to leave her dog with her mom. And
my mom's not going to be there.
Or anyone. There's doggy hotels.
No. I would never.
My dog always used to come back from those with diarrhea.
It's because they get stressed out.
No, it's because they're having so much fun. No, Handsome loves it.
Yeah, some dogs can do it. Some dogs don't get anxious. Your dog probably got anxious.
So now Robbie's like, I will hold the dog the entire trip. Okay. Book a doggy hotel.
No,
a hotel for him that the dog can be in. Are you understanding?
Like a hotel that we're staying in where Sugar can also stay.
Okay. That's fine.
There we go. Okay, she's back in. She's going
to book a Marvel movie. Sorry, I can't be Iron Man Woman. I can't be Iron Man Woman. My dog is... It's his birthday.
It is his birthday on March 28th.
Oh, that's cute.
You'll be back for it.
You know
mostly
what?
Because it's
and
in
like,
May.
Yeah, this is all funny. Like, this is really funny, actually. Like, oh, my dedication to my dog. But is it funny? Because I love my dog to pieces and shreds, and I don't care. I don't care if someone's offering me $3 billion.
No, we weren't going to euthanize. It wasn't a euthanized thing. It was just like, hey, maybe a friend could watch the dog for a couple days.
Can you hear me out for 1 second?
I'll give you two.
My parents are both not going to be in town.
No, I know.
The people who I trust the most with Sugar are my ex-boyfriend, Jake.
Okay.
And he's very busy lately, so I'm not going to bother him with it.
Of course.
My other friend who I trust Sugar with is in New York.
Okay.
My other friend I trust Sugar with, her name is Noss, and she's getting married. So I don't know if she's going to be on a honeymoon or anything that week.
But there is a service called Paws where they're peer reviewed.
I don't care. I'm not putting a stranger with my dog. He is like a toddler to me. And I don't judge other people who do it because their dogs are different and they can acclimate. I know my dog cannot acclimate.
But the good news is Sugar's going to be with us and he's going to be surrounded by people that
He's never been on a plane though. He barks a lot.
If babies can cry on a plane, Sugar can bark.
I'm going to sit far away from you.
You're going to be embarrassed.
No. Just
as long as Sugar's allowed on my lap, he won't bark. But they don't let that.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't. He's not a service animal. And I'm not going to like fake service animal him.
No, I think he can sit on your lap during flight. But when you take off and landing, I think he has to be in that like.
During flight, if he could sit on my lap, that's all I can care about.
Robbie
needs to pay them like $10,000. I don't care.
Dude, I've
traveled with him before.
I think one of the last times I was on a plane, there was like a whole ass like pit bull just chilling in the seat.
Well, question, are we going to all be next to each other, like sitting next to each other?
No.
What?
Wait, why not?
Knowing him, he's going to be in first. You're going to have the extra leg room.
I'm going to first.
Yeah, go to first. That way the dog can be with you, plenty of room. But Robbie can have the dog in the plane too.
No. Dude, Sugar's gonna be with me.
Okay, I thought you.
Maybe he is a service animal. I'm.
He's your emotional support dog.
He really is. No, dude, it's bad. My mom always calls him in Farsi because I'm Persian. He calls him a safety pin. He's like, he's safety pinned to you. He's a piece of scotch tape. Like everywhere I go, he just follows me.
What is that in Farsi?
Sanjo Kofli, which means safety pin.
I thought it was gonna be way easier to say.
Sanjo Kofli.
Yeah, Sangon Jolfi.
What is this, a drunk episode again?
No, that
he's
was
just slurring.
Speaking of weapons from earlier, I just saw
weapons. What? When were we talking about weapons?
The rubber joke.
Don't act like that was
an hour ago.
Okay, but I saw this.
I like how he's nervous. He's like, all right, how do we get in here with the weapon thing?
I saw this crazy video of a teacher in New Mexico who she was teaching a lesson on like metal wielding and stuff like that.
Wait, metal what?
Wielding?
Welding?
Well, wielding in the sense.
It's welding, right?
It is welding. But
it could mean both. Wielding means holding it and like using
the reason,
it.
Oh, the act of welding.
The reason I said wielding. No. Is because she brought two swords into class and moved all the desk out of the way and had the students fight in 2 minute increments.
What?
And hold on, I'll send a list of the video.
Wait, a teacher did this in class?
Yeah. And the
had the instigated a fight?
Like between the student, like in rounds, in 2 minute rounds.
And what is this, gladiators?
The fucked up thing is that someone ended up getting hurt.
Of
like
course.
A student like got like a ligament cut in her hand.
This is terrible.
You're training for battle. It's bound to happen.
But, why is this teacher doing this? That's horrid.
But the crazy thing is
that's not the crazy thing?
That is the crazy thing. But after that happened, obviously kids were recording the fights happening.
I don't want to see this.
No. You don't see the person getting
that's
hurt.
Terrible.
This is just an example
Did
of
she get fired?
No. What? And then, well, no. I think the school board did an investigation and concluded that the teacher had broken no rules. But now the school district is being sued by the girl's family. But yeah, the school board said that she didn't break any rules by bringing weapons into class and having the students fight each other.
We can't have fun anymore. That's so much fun.
This was in New Mexico.
That's the most fun thing I've ever heard.
No, it
I would love to be there.
It is fun.
Sally lost a thumb. What a story.
Okay. Well,
if
not that part.
It was fake swords and it was like for a lesson.
That's completely different.
It was real swords.
It was real swords. And when she pulls up the video, this is where it like gets scary because in the video, there's a kid who's taking it like a little bit too seriously.
Of course.
I don't want to watch
that. That's high school, baby.
Well, no.
Can I close my eyes?
Sure.
I just get nightmares sometimes.
I'll describe it to you in great detail.
This is one of those things where I'm going to want to look away and I can't.
So this is the classroom.
Oh, I love this.
But the kid, he's like literally trying to stab the other one.
Oh, they're obviously dull.
Hurry up, Ethan.
Okay, but they're still real swords. He's still stabbing him.
Bro, give it to Dom. Give it to Dom. Does he?
Yep. Damn, hold on. It's a reach here. That's how you're supposed to use it like this.
But isn't that terrifying?
No, I'm so in. That's a video?
That's not the person getting hurt.
Oh, brother, they're
fine.
But
that's a video from the classroom.
Don't sue them. Oh, something similar, semi-similar happened to me when I was in fifth grade. We were in class and she was trying.
I just got a whiff of your cologne.
No good?
It was just weird because you've been sitting here this whole time and I suddenly got a whiff of it. Sorry. Continue.
I don't know why, but she had a glass bowl with oil in it and she had it on a Bunsen burner. And in the middle, she had, it was like different pieces of paper or something that floated to kind of show how Pangea progressively expanded.
Okay.
And I guess there was a crack in the bowl.
Oh, shit.
And the oil just like a bomb exploded and it got all over everybody. Some got in Skylar's arm. Kids had glass in their arm. And,
shit. Well, that's like an accident.
People are burned. And
what the fuck?
Yeah. But she's fine.
What class was this?
Science.
Just science in general.
It happens, brother. There's nothing
I
can do about it.
Guess.
Just let it happen.
That was crazy. Did your, like, when you were in chemistry, did your teacher ever, like, when he was showing, like, reactions or whatever, ever light their desk on fire?
I don't remember.
I have a really funny story about science class that I've wanted to tell, like, for a long time.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, in eighth grade, I had a teacher named Mr. Simons. I loved him. He was, like, a really good science teacher. And I was sitting next to this guy who I thought was really cute. And he was, like, a cute guy. Like, everyone, like, in the eighth grade thought he was cute. And I haven't changed one bit. You can tell from the story. But Mr. Simons goes, hey, like, we're going to do, like, a salt and vinegar test where, like, we, like, you know, like, you things that are aged, you just test them, like, their pH balance and stuff like that. And they were, like, he was, like, whatever you guys do, don't drink any of this stuff.
Of course. Oh
my God.
Right?
Doesn't even need to be said.
That doesn't need to be said. Like, we are 13. Like, do not taste test it. It's really old. Immediately, the guy that I was sitting next to looks at me and goes, Tara, I dare you drink it.
There's no way
you
listen to
him. And I had such a big crush on him. I said, easy. I took a shot of the vinegar.
What is wrong with you?
I got like literally 10 minutes in, immediate tummy ache. And I go, I raise my hand, I go, Mr. Simons, I drank the vinegar. And he's like, why would you drink the vinegar? I'm like, because he told me to. And he's like, see, everyone, this is why we don't do what cute boys tell us to do. Go to the nurse. So I literally had like diarrhea, immediately diarrhea. I don't know. It was like really old, like 12 years old, I think. And I went home. But to this day, I went back like my junior year of high school or something. He's like, to this day, I tell that story of like, she had a crush on this guy and thought it was like, thought it was badass to drink the vinegar. Don't drink the vinegar. And yeah, so I did it because I thought a guy was cute. And I'm like, oof.
When the
checks out,
when a teacher lets you sit by your crush, or maybe sometimes like if I was
I feel
a teacher,
like they plan it.
Oh, sometimes they know I have a crush and they sit me across the room. I'd be so mad.
Oh, that's the worst.
Dude, oh, but in science class, I remember they had a little crush on this girl. Maybe it was just a physical attraction. I don't really know what was going on, but I sat right next to her and like the whole class, she would just kind of just try to grab my crotch.
What?
Yeah.
There's no way.
I swear.
What grade was
what
this?
What grade?
This was high school.
Oh my God.
What did you do? Letter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was a dream come true.
Oh, buddy, when you're 16, 17, yeah, you're horny as hell.
God. Well, that's a lot worse than me drinking a little expired vinegar for a guy I thought was cute.
God, we had such different high school experiences.
Do you know what's funny, too, about this Mr. Simons guy I'm talking about? I sent him an email a while back.
No way.
Yeah, I don't want to pull it up.
You, an email?
You scared the shit out of him.
Exactly.
I didn't even know you know
I sent an email. I sent an email to him, and I'll read it to you right now.
Dart me with one.
Here it is.
Skylar's across the room. He's gonna throw a grape at me.
Close.
I said, do we have time for me to read this really quick?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hi, Mr. Simons. I hope this email finds you well. Email. I wanted to reach out and share a funny memory from your science class back in 2013. I'm not sure if you remember, but I drank the experiment. Oh, with... which it was apple cider vinegar or something, and it was super old and expired. You had specifically said not to ingest it, but I did because a cute boy dared me to. It's a story to this day I tell, and I know to this day you tell, and it always brings a smile to my face. Just wanted to let you know that I haven't changed a bit, and I'm still up to my silly antics. How are you? Again, not sure if you remember me. I also painted that solar system. Not sure if it's still up. Would love to hear about my middle school nowadays. Take care, and hope to hear from you soon. Then he replied... Holy smokes, Tara, how are you? Of course I remember, and your painting's still up. Glad to hear you remember the silly things in life. Everything here is still business as usual. I still tell the story, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's really cute.
I know.
Was he cute?
He was like an attractive man. I didn't have a crush on him or anything. He was like happily married.
Have you ever hooked up with one of your past teachers?
No.
Surrounded by your glory.
No. No, you're good. The face told me everything I needed.
No, I didn't. No, never like a school teacher, no.
Interesting.
Thank you guys for listening and watching. Remember to be part of the Patreon. You just have to, it's in the link description, whatever. Go watch the drunk episode, 7-day free trial. And then remember the clips thing, $250 to the one that gets the most
dropouts
views.
Challenge.
Hashtag dropouts challenge. Also tag so us. And oh, the oh, one oh, that we oh, like the best. Oh, oh. Remember to follow me, Ashaquille O'Neal, on Instagram. And subscribe.
Woo!
Like, comment.
Leave a comment of something weird you did to like a school crush at trying to impress them like Tara did.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or really any crush doesn't have to be school. Thank you guys.
Bam.
Oh, and be nice in the comments. Leave a comment. If you see a comment, leave a comment. This is like, what's the like peer review?
You say, see something, say something.
See something, say something. So if you see somebody saying, comment a little thing like that's funny or engage a little bit. You little scoundrels. Oh, I want to be alone in my room.